Welcome back to a triumphant Tuesday here on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. We're just reveling in a massive win by the Commanders on the road, brightest of lights, Monday Night Football on the road in Cincinnati. Jaden Daniels, in his third career start, played like a superstar.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it.
I wonder how many people in those huge survivor pools took the Bengals last
year. A lot.
I know my buddy Vinny did.
Did he?
Yep.
You know what? Glad he lost. I like Vinny. He's a nice guy. Glad he took an L.
We just had John Keim on the show. He had a really good article on ESPN.com, and we're scheduled to have Jonathan Allen join us at 9 o'clock. And Jaden Daniels doesn't necessarily have a nickname, and I don't want to lift it, but Jonathan Allen was asked about Jaden Daniels, and he said, he's the answer.
He seems like the answer.
And that is the truth. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have said he's him, because I did Jaden Daniels is blank on Instagram. You go to Sports Junkies Radio. EB, you had a nickname, which Shola pointed out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time to get to it. Maybe it's still a little early, and I know you feel like it's blasphemous. It's a good one.
Jaden Christ?
Jaden Christ.
Pretty good one.
I mean, I come from a very religious family. I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know why we haven't started printing the t-shirts. In Jaden we trust.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why those aren't already for sale.
Yeah.
Like, we need to get that printer.
He doesn't own the rights to the name Jaden.
I don't think
so. There are other people named Jaden.
No.
Somebody last night said, too, because I put a picture of a blue Slurpee last night.
Yeah.
And said we should print 1,000 t-shirts of a Terry McLaurin blue Slurpee.
I'm parched over here. I don't see a blue Raz Terry Slurpee anywhere within arm's
length.
Has
anybody even called about
anybody?
That?
Is anybody out there? I know the phones are working.
Mar? Can we just send Mar out? He can edit a video later. Just send him out. We need seven blue Raz
Terry Slurpees. We need those delivered to 1015 Half Street like 5 minutes ago.
I mean, you could probably do it on Uber Eats, right? Can you do Uber Eats 7-Eleven?
We need to lean on the listeners. This is where we need a big-ass gift basket. This is where generally the lazy listeners need to come up big for us. They need to hook us.
Like, I'm such a manly man. I don't know anything about... Where do you get gift... Like, where do you get baskets?
Just the basket? You go to, like the Home Goods or TJ Maxx?
I wouldn't even know where to buy a basket.
My guess would be like Michael's.
You'd probably get one at Walmart.
Yeah, easily. Or Walmart.
Walmart has a basket?
Sure.
Oh, they got everything.
Like Target?
Okay.
Get anything
like
from Target.
Target.
We need like a Costco size, though. We need like a big one. Because there's going to be a lot of stuff in there.
There's going to be a lot of products in there that we're sending out to Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
GM of the Bears. A big thank you for drafting Caleb Williams and looking at Jaden Williams saying, you know what?
Jaden Daniels, my bad.
Looking at Jaden Daniels and saying, you know what? I don't want that guy. I don't want that superstar.
No.
I'm going to take the mercurial, kind of weird, flighty Caleb Williams at number one.
Right.
And I'll let the Commanders take what looks to be a generational talent. Now, it's three starts, but...
Hey, remember when I said yesterday?
What a huge performance.
Commanders fans take a little glee in Caleb Williams struggling. It's in full display today, I feel like.
Caleb may be just fine, by the way.
I've always admitted that.
I know.
Why wouldn't you?
It's not even me wanting him to, like,
stumble. I think Caleb will be fine.
Just want Jaden to be better.
But I think that he's going to be more up and down. He's going to be more of a roller coaster.
I think Caleb Williams will be fine eventually. Jaden Daniels is beating him to the punch.
He's definitely beating him to the punch.
He's emerged.
So far.
If they have rookie of the year voting right now, he's the offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah. Right now, yes.
I mean, Marvin Harrison might give him a run. I don't know.
Malik Neighbors.
They will.
There are some good guys.
But right now, he's number one.
He did that
on primetime, Monday Night Football, the whole nation watching. And he basically pitched a perfect game.
All right, so let's hear from Dan Quinn. He was in the locker room, obviously, last night. Had some cool things. And also, some of the Bengals were talking about how impressed they were to watch Jaden Daniels.
Don't be surprised.
Jamar Chase is silly, though. He's good. So is Burrow.
We said earlier in the week, man, you put the work in when it was ready for go time, right? There was a lot of people outside our building said, nah, that's a bad win tonight. All right? Let's go get another one.
Right? Take it on
the road. Head to Arizona. Proud as you guys, man. All right? That's a great team win tonight. All right?
DQ continues to wear the hat backwards, which I like.
Did he wear
that about him?
I thought he wore it forwards for the
He wore it for Tampa the first game. Half. He might have and for then the Tampa game,
but he's been backwards hat guy since.
Yeah. For Tampa, he wore it forwards for the first half, and then he switched it.
This is Dan Steinberg. He tweeted this about 40 minutes ago at DC Sports Blog. Through three games, Jaden Daniels is first in completion percentage, fourth in quarterback rating, fourth in first downs per attempt, seventh in QBR, second in quarterback rushing yards, first in QB rushing touchdowns. That's through three games.
I think it's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
The amount of first downs with the legs, that's not going to go away.
No, that's what's called sticky, JP. Sticky.
That's fantasy glee right there, Casey.
He didn't start him.
It's also fantasy regret because I benched Jaden for Derek Carr. I told Mike.
Yeah, but that's short term.
I said, that was dumb. That will never happen again.
Why would you do that?
I'll probably cut Derek Carr.
Because Carr was putting up 40 points a week.
Inordinately hot, though. You knew that wasn't real.
This is never. It will never happen again. The only way Jaden comes out of the lineup going forward, injury. He's unbenchable.
Now, he wouldn't have won anyway. Even if he started Daniel.
I would have lost, but points
are important.
Points are big.
Yeah. I baptize you.
I'm as vulnerable as I've ever been.
Right.
I mean
were you fist pumping last night?
Yes.
I mean, are you pleased? Did it make your day last night when they pulled out that dub?
Yes.
Were you anxious?
It makes everybody's day better.
I know. Listen, I know you're counting ratings, bonuses, and everything because we get more listeners the better the teams do.
It's fantastic.
I mean, it's actually
it's not
factual.
A bad thing. Like, it's actually a good thing.
I'm thinking about the college tuitions.
But
I can
just
pay
as off. A fan now.
I'm asking you a question. Yeah, like last night, if they had lost, I was trying to convince myself that I was going to be okay with it because Jaden was still great, but it still would have pained me deep down.
If they had lost, I don't know if it really pains me in my dark, cold heart, but it would have been a worse day. It would have not... A terrible Tuesday is not nearly as fun as a triumphant Tuesday.
We should get a big bucket or kiddie pool and baptize cakes in blue Slurpee.
See, now you're
marinara to the blue Slurpee.
You're volunteering me because you're upset because I had you get blue hair last week. Yeah. See, I see what's happening here.
Hey, by the way.
But I'm always up for a bit.
By the way, we've anointed Jaden, right? He's obviously has the skill set. There's no more moral victory. That's gone. That's out the window. You can't just have a moral victory anymore.
I was going to take a moral victory last
night. I know, but moving forward
and losing. Yeah.
But moving forward, there's no more moral victories.
I think there's going to be because the defense is so bad.
No, there shouldn't be moral victories. They're 2-1. I understand there's 14 games to go, but at 2-1,
you're
looking at the Cowboys being 1-2. Like now, people should legitimately be thinking. This team has a chance to go to the playoffs.
Jaden is as good or better than I thought and imagined, and I had him number one. Yeah, this guy right here, number
it's
one.
It's going to be tough. Look,
number one.
It's going to be tough. To,
it's amazing. But second on the
it's going to be tough to win a division with that defense.
That defense is way worse than I thought. Way worse. Like, I don't know. Joe Witt, what's he doing? I don't know.
Well, he does now, to defend him, he doesn't have a lot to work with.
Well, I thought they were geniuses over there.
Well, I mean... You can be a genius,
but
if you're saddled with a bunch of
focus on the positive. That guy you have number one.
Great, but
that guy you have number one getting a franchise quarterback gives you a chance to make the playoffs every season.
Unlike you, I knew that before yesterday. I knew we had him week one. I said, seen enough. Mm-hmm. Actually, the first pass to Diami in a preseason, go look at my tweet. I said, that's it. I don't need to see more. We got our guy.
All right, I wanted to see more.
Okay, well, my elite talent evaluator, I saw right away.
I could go through a history of your elite talent evaluation.
Right away, we had our guys. This is not a revelation to this guy right here.
You won't apply for
Ryan Poles'
job.
Do you know how many misses you have?
Listen. I knew he was a star. That was not new. But what is
you
a revelation to me is
you anointed Sam Howell last year.
I think he could play too, but not like this. Not like this. No. This guy's special. This guy's different.
Of course, he was drafted too.
But the downside is, and I'm sorry I have to bring it up, we can't count victories, even though we're going to be competitive every week, and I don't think we'll ever get blown out again.
No.
I really don't. I don't believe that.
Probably not.
But... The week one thing was a fluke because Kingsbury was babying him too much. But now Kingsbury's evolved. But our defense is so
bad. The league ain't that predictable, my friend.
Whatever.
I mean, just look at the teams that lost
this
week.
What is predictable is our terrible defense.
That is bad.
They're terrible.
Very predictable.
They're terrible. And that's going to haunt us, so we can't get too ahead of our skis.
But the guy you have number one keeps him in every game.
Exactly. That's why I said we're never going to get blown out.
Now, defenses will adjust.
Doesn't matter.
I was surprised that they didn't blitz more.
Mm-hmm. He's got answers.
Because when he actually had time, and he had a lot of time on many occasions, like he took off a couple times after it seemed like 4 or 5 seconds in the pocket. And then he took off because he didn't like what he saw downfield.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like pulling the trigger. Whatever. I'm going to guess that defenses will adjust and start blitzing more. But then maybe they beat him over the top more.
Well, yeah, they blitzed answers on the 3rd and 7.
Right.
And he got hit, but he put it perfectly into McLaurin's hands.
He hasn't seen it all at the pro level yet, but he's seen so much at the college level.
Huge advantage.
And, you know.
Cardinals allow 323 yards per game. I like that.
I mean,
looking forward to that match.
One of the things about Jaden Daniels, who you have number one, EB,
I have him
is
number
he
one.
Is 1 year older than Caleb Williams and 2 years older than Drake May. And a lot of it is the experience in college football.
The experience, the poise, and then the God-given ability that these other kids don't have. Pretty deadly combination.
I like it.
God-given I think those other ability. Guys have God-given ability.
I didn't say they didn't, but they don't have the total package.
It was amazing how manageable the 3rd and 4s and 3rd and 2s and 4th and 2 and 4th and 4 were. Just because he's a threat not just to throw it,
yep.
But he'll just juke a linebacker or safety and he'll get 3 or 4 yards.
Provided that the O-line doesn't get overwhelmed. And those guys cannot get enough credit for what they did. That is a patchwork O-line that people were kind of like, I don't know.
They deserve their flowers.
They
absolutely
deserve their flowers.
But Jason's right. Them. It was 3rd and manageable. And
pretty much
I don't know
night.
How Cliff Kingsbury doesn't dial up a Jaden run every time. Like if I was the coordinator and it was 3rd and short, I would at least have an option. I would have him run bootlegs and either throw that little dump off or you run.
Every game he's had double digit carries.
Yes.
It's not like he's got him in, you know, bubble wrap. He's putting him out there and he's exposing him to runs because he knows it helps keep the chains moving for the offense. All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show on Team 980, and scheduled to join us at 9 o'clock, Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders. Welcome back to the show on a triumphant Tuesday on The Fan, presented by Chinigan Myos, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers.miOS.com for more information. Let's head on out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show on Team 980.
Kevin.
What's up, boys?
Kevin. I got to tell you something. Can I start this off?
Go ahead.
I got to give Kevin the first credit, at least for the local media. And it's not like I monitor the local media. But Kevin was on Jaden Daniels right away, pre-draft. And I still didn't know. I was like, I don't know. And then come draft time, I was like, oh, yeah, he's my guy and everything. But Kevin, you were first. I give you credit.
Well, I don't know if I was first. I just love college football like, you know, you guys do, like Jason does. I like Saturdays as much as Sundays and just watched a lot of them. But, you know, is it too early to say anybody got it right or wrong? I don't know. That was a moment last night, man. I mean, that was not what anybody was expecting 3rd week into his career, and why not relish in it? We've had so few things to actually get excited about for a long time.
Totally. And yeah. Kevin, I brought this up earlier, like Commanders fans better get used to primetime games, because that was an yeah. eye-opener for not only people here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, but like network execs, you know, the guys that are going to schedule games going forward are going to be like, well, we got to have Jaden Daniels in primetime. Mm. Like, the Commanders are going to go from 2 primetime games this season to, I mean,
4 or 5.
Basically, yeah, 5 or 6 next year, because people want to watch that sort of performance if he continues to build on it, especially. Like, it was just amazing to watch and to digest last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's so funny because I was looking at their schedule and I was thinking they're going to have 1 or 2 games flexed into primetime.
Yeah.
And it's not because, you know, look, they're going to have a record that's competitive, and the games are going to have to be meaningful for that to happen. But to your point, Cakes, it's like this is a star, you know, potentially in the league, and they're going to want to get him on as much as possible, certainly starting next year.
So what impressed you the most? I'll just jump in. For me, we knew he had poise. We knew he had all the athleticism. I knew he could make all the throws, actually. But what's impressed me so far is the growth from week to week. I thought Cliff kind of babied him in week 1, but we saw more growth in week 2. And then just, like, he's learning. He's seeing more and more. He's throwing on the run now. He's sliding. He's just putting it all together. Like, what's he going to be like in week 8, week 9, week 10?
How about year 8, year 9, year 10?
Yeah, I agree. Kev?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the opener, to get Todd Bowles in that defense in the opening game when they've got, you know, all summer to game plan for you, even though they weren't really sure what to expect either. But, yeah, it's early. But what impressed me the most last night, I think the same thing that impresses me every week with him, and even going back to the last couple of years, he's just so calm.
Poised.
So poised. I mean, people mistake it for being kind of casual or too casual, but you can see the competitiveness, you know, on that fourth down, screaming over to the sideline. I think he's just got incredible feel for the game and an incredible confidence because of what he can do. Like, think about this. He missed Terry badly in the first half. You know, a throw that might rattle some guys. It didn't get picked, but it was so far overthrown, I don't even think he remembers it or cares about it. And that's almost imperative at that position to have that.
How about how manageable the third and fourth downs were because of the threat of him getting outside and either juking a linebacker or a safety and getting 3 or 4 yards? Or just making the throws over the middle. I thought Kingsbury was awesome last night.
Incredible. And he's got it all going on. I mean, there's so much creativity. There's, you know, so much of what Jaden did in college mixed with, you know, some of the stuff that he's done as a pro coach. I totally agree with you. I actually didn't think he was that, you know, awful as some people thought in week one or week two. It's just a matter of kind of growing into this thing and getting everybody comfortable and learning, you know, what everybody can do. But a really good point. I mean, they've been exceptional, obviously, at staying on the field. It's unprecedented what they've done in the last two games. No punts, no turnovers, scores on every single drive, with the exception, I guess, of kneel downs. But they've got a pretty good first and second down offense for sure. But the bottom line is, like, when you have, just in the same way that Baltimore has it and other teams, you know, have it, but Baltimore probably has it more than anybody else, when your quarterback is legitimately involved in the run game, you know, it's 11 on 11 football. And in most cases, offensively, you've got 9 guys blocking for one guy because the quarterback's not involved. And I think that's just allowing everybody to benefit. Not as much Brian Robinson Jr. last night. I think they were really keyed in on him. But Eckler, receivers, you know, the play action stuff out of that read option look worked over and over again. We saw it back in 2012, and it's a version of that right now.
Kevin, the Eckler signing, especially for the lack of money they gave him coming off that year where he struggled in L.A., I mean, the impact he had can't be overstated. Now, it sucks that he left the game with a concussion. Hopefully, he's better in a few weeks. It looks like he didn't make the trip out to Arizona with the rest of the team. But, wow, what an impact he's had on not only the rushing and receiving, but special teams as well.
He looks like Austin Eckler. And last year, he didn't, because I think he was banged up and not completely healthy. But what a plus he is. I mean, what an add. Yeah, for the money, I mean, I hope he's fine because he was huge last night, especially early, and then had the kickoff return. That's a second, you know, big kickoff return, obviously the one last week, to, you know, pulled back because of penalty. But really excited about their running backs and you know, the skill position players. I still think at wide receiver, you know, moving forward, they're going to have to look to add something down the road. But They're scheming guys open right now, that's for sure.
Getting back to Eckler for just a second, like McNichols, he's kind of a poor man's Eckler. Like, I think he can fill in for a week or two.
That's what they're hoping.
If Eckler is sidelined, like, he has some of that in him. Looking back at his profile, I think with Tennessee, he had like mid-30s in receptions, like back-to-back years. So I think if Eckler misses, and it looks like he will, I think McNichols can at least fill in the short term.
They obviously loved him, you know, over the summer, because they had a couple of guys. They had that guy Wiley, who was really impressive. They had Rodriguez, who they had drafted before, who's a good runner. I don't know how versatile he was. I don't know. He's just been a guy for a few years now in the league. We'll see. But I hope Eckler's okay, because he's got, like, that ability to make people, miss or make people not necessarily get a complete shot on him as a runner. He's a big part of why this offense can be, I think, continue to be explosive. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying that. Week three, the offense is explosive.
Yeah.
It's dynamic. I mean, if they are what we've seen offensively for the next, you know, 14 games, they're going to be a good team this year. I don't know how good. Mm-hmm. The defense right now is really, you know, bad.
They're broken.
And there's no prospect for it to get a lot better. But they're going to be in a lot of games, and they're going to win some games because mm-hmm. of what they have offensively. But I think Eckler is a big part of it. We'll see. You might be right about McNichols.
I know everyone just wants to revel in Jaden and the greatness, and I do too. But I can't get over the defense because I keep putting my hopes that they're going to be better every year, and they're not. And frankly, I mean, we have a few guys maybe on every level, but the D-line as a whole is disappointing. The middle line, I mean, I like Luvu. Wagner, you know, he's good in about a two-foot area. And I actually think St. Juste is decent. But overall, the defense is atrocious. And like you say, my defensive IQ is like a zero. So I have no idea how you could fix this.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, like last night, at least I thought the urgency, the effort, like they were flying around. They just mm-hmm. flying around and missing a lot, you know. I mean, I can't believe how easy it is to run on this team.
Yeah.
I'm actually really surprised the Bengals didn't stick with it. At one point, they were averaging nearly 8 yards.
8 or 9 a pop, yeah.
And it didn't seem like there was any prospect that it would change. I guess we can be thankful that they dropped him. You know, they kept dropping Burrow back over and over again. But look, that's a really good offense. Last week wasn't necessarily a good offense coming in. Week one was. This week's going to be another challenge. I mean, because the Cardinals can make you look silly with what they do offensively. But yeah, big disappointment. It's early. It's 3 weeks in. But I think the alarming game was last week. The fact that Devin Singletary just ran right through them and Daniel Jones got, you know, some confidence back.
Do we just lose Kevin? I mean,
Kevin
right
there?
Now combined quarterbacks against the Washington Commanders in three games
yeah.
have a total of 9 touchdowns without an interception.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're gonna see that continue. I mean, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, of course, you're just gonna attack
the secondary.
A defenseless secondary.
Yeah.
You're just going to go after them.
And James Conner probably has a good game. You know, yeah. He's probably going to average 5 a carry.
I would fully expect the Cardinals to score between 28 and 35 points against this defense.
Yeah. I don't know what the combined quarterback rating is against the Commanders, but Baker had a monstrous quarterback rating against them. Daniel Jones had a good one. And last night, Burrow was at 127.5, 73 QBR. But again, 9 touchdowns, no picks. That defense against opposing quarterbacks.
Kevin.
Yeah. Is Eric Bieniemy coaching our defense? Maybe Bieniemy is coaching our defense.
Maybe that happened.
Or Ron's still here. I don't know.
Kevin, but you kind of pointed out how, you know, it's, and I've been saying it the last few days, but how unpredictable the league is so far through 3 weeks, because look at all of the big favorites that lost this week, including the Bengals.
Yeah. This league is, I mean, anybody that says they've got it figured out is lying.
Right.
Nobody does. And it's just, it's what makes it the best reality show in sports, you know, and every week is a new week. Every game is its own entity. And you know, but you got to have the quarterback right. We all know mm-hmm. that. And that's the really good sign right now, 3 weeks into the season for, you know, for Washington, is that, you know, all signs are pointed to they finally may have gotten it right at that position. And he's got to stay healthy. I mean, health dictates, you know, outcomes in the league, you know, every year. But it's been a wild 3 weeks. I mean, the three biggest underdogs, weeks 1, 2, and 3, won games outright. And it's like, you know, once you, if you think that a team is terrible 1 week, just bet on them the next. I mean, it's almost like just moneyline them the next week. Mm-hmm. The Panthers, the Broncos, the Giants. It's crazy.
Yeah, if you look at the division, the injuries piling up for the Eagles. Now Barkley's still healthy, and he's the best runner in the game right now. But you know, they've got some serious injuries, and who knows how long Devontae Smith will be out. Dallas is 1-2; they got no running back, so they're just relying on Dak to throw for 400 a game. Washington's already beat the Giants, as you mentioned. So you look at the division, and go, all right, well, you know, maybe coming into this week, you'd say they really don't have a shot with their defense. It'll be tough, but no one's blowing you away in the East.
No, last night's a conversation changer. I mean, I would hope it is, because the whole idea of, oh, we're just going to build one block at a time and we're rebuilding, we're recalibrating, it's not the way they're thinking. I mean, they game planned to beat Cincinnati last night, not to improve from last week. Mm-hmm. And the NFL changes so dramatically. Everybody's got a shot, especially if you've got a quarterback. And right now they do have a quarterback that's dynamic and threatens defenses, and he's a playmaker. They've got a chance to make 2024 a legitimate season. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, 7-10 or 8-9. They got a chance, you know, this year to go out and beat, you know, 8, 9, 10 teams.
Sure.
I don't know.
You said they have a chance.
I think they're going to be competitive every week, but the defense is going to murder us. I hate the defense.
Look, they can't win the Super Bowl with that defense. They can't advance deep into January, but with what they have offensively, they can win more games than they lose this year.
Kevin, I like the team heading straight to Arizona on a short week, get acclimated, get their bodies used to a different time zone. Kingsbury goes back to where he was a head coach. Jaden goes back to where his college career began. There's some nice subplots to week four, Commanders-Cardinals.
Yeah, and just think about this, guys. There's no way in the last 5 or 6 years Dan would have flown the team out and absorbed the expense of practicing out in Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have made them bus it home with like a $20, you know, per diem. It's a different organization. It's really nice to see them doing things more professionally. And yeah, it's a shot. You know, I think they're going to have a chance every week with this guy at quarterback, with the coordinator, with some of what they can do, especially with some of their backs. I hope Eckler's healthy. Mm-hmm. I think he's a big key to what they have been able to do so far and what they'll be able to do moving forward. But, yeah, I mean, they're a 4.5-point dog, I think. So,
right.
You know, short week, those teams always tend to come up a little bit short the following week, but we'll see.
All right, Kevin, well, enjoy your triumphant Tuesday on the Team 980. People can listen as soon as we are done. That's Kevin Sheehan.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks, appreciate Kev. It, buddy.
All right, boys. Yeah, that was fun. Let's figure out which games will get flexed.
Yep.
That's right.
We'll do that.
All right, enjoy the show, buddy. Thank you.
Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show on Team 980. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, scheduled to join us is Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders. We'll be right back. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan. It's presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. So Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, he tweeted this 1 hour ago. Daniel's stat line is impressive. The tape is better.
Mm.
So, I mean, just the praise for his performance last night is just pouring in from everywhere.
And that's somebody who's just watching film. This is from somebody who played against him across the field. Mm-hmm. I think this is powerful coming from Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver for the Bengals, who had himself a good game.
He did.
As I think many of us have seen, what you think?
He's a great effing player, not gonna lie. That was my first time sitting down and watching him besides the spring game. So he's a very outstanding player.
Hmm. Hey, can you pull this up? Somebody on my Twitter, my buddy Chris, sent me the Bengals post-game show. If you check on my feed, and it's their post-game show saying Jaden Daniels is not that good. Now, is he saying he's not that good? We just made him look good.
Yeah, I don't know.
In that sense, or is he just saying?
I would like to hear
he's
that.
He's not good. I just need to hear it.
Sounds like some sour grapes from a team that just took an L and is 0-3,
yes.
And they're just in the doldrums.
Well, he's probably saying he's good. He's not that.
I'll say this.
I think he is that good.
Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury's offense was way better than Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs against the Bengals.
Hmm.
The Chiefs had a lot more problems. Mahomes threw pick.
Yep.
They had turnovers in that game.
They threw two picks.
The Bengals, think about that. The Bengals actually played the Chiefs better.
I like the song you're singing over there. I like it.
Well, it's the truth. Too.
Yeah.
You like
yeah.
this song.
I like what you're preaching. Say that again.
Kansas City kind of struggled offensively against that Bengals defense.
Yeah. What did Jay Daniels do?
Destroyed
them. Yeah. Shoved it right down there in their stupid
And I'm with Jason. I think you got to give Cliff Kingsbury an A+.
It hurt, that the Chiefs didn't have Pacheco.
Yeah, that hurts. I mean, you got to trot out the next guy when your guy goes down.
But the Bengals should have won that game. 100%. Fourth and 16.
Right, you have the guy saying he's not that good? All right.
The defense was awful. Awful. Didn't stop Jaden Daniels all night. And I like Jaden Daniels. I think he's a heck of a player. He's not that good. And the Bengals made him that good. They didn't force a punt. They didn't force a turnover. This Washington Commanders offense went up and down the field.
I mean, I kind of understand what he's saying, so I don't want to completely murder the guy. But I do think he's kind of that
guy. I think he's kind of that guy. And
I mean, he did say he's a heck of a player.
He did. So I'm not going to murder him.
But 21 of 23, yeah, I mean
look, 90%.
Jane's not going to complete 90% of his passes. I understand what he's saying.
I understand. I'm not going to murder him.
If he goes out in Arizona next week and the offense looks really good again, I'd like to hear that guy's follow-up.
Well, he did preface it by saying he's a heck of a player.
Sure.
I'm gonna take the gun and I'm gonna put it back in the holster.
Right.
Jaden had a lot of elite throws, but I mean people were schemed open all game long.
And credit Kingsbury.
Yeah.
He had a masterful game plan. For all those people who said it was a horizontal raid, he can't go downfield.
It was fish in a barrel for Jaden, I felt like.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, he made some great throws.
Give him a good game plan to let him execute.
You could say that he was just in a zone for four quarters.
Seemed like it.
You know what I mean?
He really was. But I felt like he's been kind of in his zone all along. Even though he wasn't completing those throws downfield, I always just felt like the game was totally in his command.
Yeah. But in the past two games, he was missing guys as opposed to last night. He was not missing guys.
He didn't miss that many guys. He was at 70%.
He missed McLaurin deep in the Tampa game. And when I say miss, I don't mean threw the ball and miss. I'm just saying had a guy open and didn't see him.
He goes into every game knowing that he has to play like a star just to keep the team in the game. Because the defense that takes a field is so hideous that he knows he has to go out and basically be Superman for his team to have a chance.
EB, a week ago, that Bengals defense held the Kansas City Chiefs offense to under 300 yards. Last night, the Commanders had 356.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Week ago, that Bengals defense, which is so terrible, held KC to 26. The Commanders put up 38.
Yep.
Commanders, top six in the league in scoring through 3 weeks.
Did I have a bet with you? Now, I didn't win it.
Yep.
But did I have a bet with you that we were going to score 40 this year?
I don't know.
I think we had that conversation.
I can check and see if we consummated.
I think we had a conversation.
I feel like that was last year's bet, and you might have won it.
No, I think I think that we had another conversation. I was like, yeah, because you guys were mocking the weapons. And I was, now listen.
I can't remember.
I was hyping up Oz. So I still think Oz can make some plays.
And
the one I didn't see, was Noah Brown.
I don't understand your weird fascination with Olamide Zaccheaus.
Just because I saw his quick twitch and I just saw his shiftiness.
Hey, he caught the onside kick, didn't he?
Okay, that's
fine. That was the only time he touched the ball.
You know who I noticed? McCaffrey. Noah Brown. The guys are actually getting legit playing
time. No, you're right. I didn't see Noah Brown coming in here. Like, that wasn't on the plate.
You know what? Credit Adam Peters.
The Noah Brown is going to go down as one of the really big,
it's a very solid signing.
Free agent signing or whatever. I still can't believe they threw him away. I know they got great receivers, but you're telling me they have six better ones? I doubt it.
He's getting a little carried away. I mean, he had 29 yards receiving.
You don't have that
weapons,
eye for talent
JP,
that I have. He's a big physical receiver.
What about the eye for talent? You were all over Oz.
I like Oz's skill set. They're just not utilizing it. I like his skill set. Sorry, I do.
They're not utilizing because other guys have better skill sets.
I agree. Noah Brown's better.
And
Noah Brown is
I love him. He's a shrimp. He's tiny.
He is a shrimp, but I thought that's the role they would use him in.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know.
The shrimp roll?
Slot, you know, shifty, whatever. I mean, did you watch the guy with the Rams, Shakir, or whatever that guy's name is?
Khalil Shakir with the Bills?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Bills.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
mean, little guy?
Yep.
Jason, I just want to
what a beatdown that was. Sushi.
Jason, what's it going to be like if they beat Zona?
Oh,
Town's going to be on fire.
Town's going to get and Jaden plays great again. In a good way.
Playoff talk.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Playoff. They're probably getting it a little bit now.
In fact, I asked Jason
they
to come up.
The Cardinals.
I asked Jason to come up with a poll of the day.
Yeah.
Our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Maryland made super smooth. Love throughout the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the responses are. It's only been up for a couple minutes, but he said, how about you put who is the NFC East favorite right now? It's listed.
Yeah.
Washington. I put them on top. I did that trick.
Nice.
Who was, remember that year when they were in last?
Power race? Suggestion.
No, the Skins, the Redskins,
right, yeah.
They put their own standings in reverse order.
Right.
Yes, they did.
Because they were in last place.
And by the way, Cakes with
I'm
Caleb Williams up top.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you guys. I had Jaden. I don't know why his name is underneath Caleb's, but I have the one right next to Jaden Daniels.
Anyway,
right. What's not the been manipulated.
Who is the NFC favorite right now?
NFC East favorite.
Washington, Philadelphia, Dallas, or the New York Giants? I mean, Giants got
1%. Right. It's hard
hold
to
on. What is, so what is it so far?
It's right now it's 64% Philly.
Okay. All right.
But 31% Washington.
It's hard for me to take us seriously with that defense.
Yeah.
I love our offense. I hate our defense. I loathe our defense. I'm so disappointed in this defense for like 3 years in a row.
EB.
You won't tell Jonathan
EB.
Allen that.
I
don't want to be rude, and I want to be respectful.
By the way, John is going to come on.
He is going to. He's confirmed. Here's the upside to a horrible defense.
Great offense.
Just activates Jaden to go out and scorched earth everybody.
There's teams that have great offense and horrible defense that make the playoffs all the time.
Yep,
they do. But they don't.
Hopefully this is one of them. They were watching.
And I can remember years like that. But it's just hard to rely on that.
You can't rely on putting up 35 a game.
You can't rely on them in 2024. This is where Adam Peters comes in during the offseason. Another free agent class.
He will.
Another strong draft class. He starts adding pieces. Thinking that they're going to get better this year is insanity. They're
all
not going to get better. They could potentially get worse.
All I know is if they do beat Arizona, and again, Arizona, you know, they have some weapons, but they are the Cardinals. Okay, a franchise.
Do they have
with
Commanders level weapons?
I mean, Kyler's a proven commodity.
Sure.
And
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Marvin
looks good.
Harrison
pretty good
like
tight end.
He's got a good back.
Yeah.
I mean, they have proven weapons. So I don't disrespect their offense, but they are the Cardinals, you know, a notoriously horrific organization. So it's hard to pick them.
They're 1-2.
If they win, that back padding machine is going to work at the overtime.
Yeah, you better get
because
some
I had him at 3-1 at the quarter mile mark.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
3-1. Everyone else mocked.
If you had Cajones.
Everyone else mocked.
If you had Cajones like Dan Quinn, had yesterday, you would have picked them to win two more games. That's in the book. Has an asterisk next to it.
Hold on. Say it again.
If you had Cajones like Dan Quinn did last night, going for it on like every fourth down.
Right. Well, I would have went for all those.
You would have picked your boys to win the two more games.
I did say
that. You have starred in the book.
And everyone else here was saying 4 wins, 5 wins.
This guy has 10 wins that you're looking at right here.
Valdez yesterday, 7
points. This many. 10.
Valdez, 7 points.
By the way, the boys behind the glass haven't hit on a Commander's pick this year.
Can you guys get the program?
They're 0-3.
I love Drabby, number one hater. And Valdez is up and down on the roller coaster. Sometimes he picks them, sometimes he doesn't. Yesterday.
Hey, I'm going to pull back the curtain. If you didn't take the Commanders, I was going to take them.
Right. Well,
I've never seen anyone care about a worthless record prediction than JP.
But
he loves him some stats.
But, yeah, so 38 points. They're the real deal offensively. But the defense I hate. That will be the downfall. That's why they won't get where we think they could.
If Mar had any radio instincts, he would have taken the Bengals so that you would be the only one with the Commanders.
No, he can't help his homerism. I love that about you, Mar.
He's got Zin brain over there. Think clearly?
I thought he was off the Zins.
No, he's back
that
on.
Weekend.
I've never seen a guy more desperate to
Did
find
he ever
Zins.
Say he was
Remember
off the
he,
Zins?
He was recovering from his road trip.
5-day hiatus. Back on him.
He's probably going to fly out to Arizona.
Man, it's like me. I'm going 2 days without drinking.
All right, we don't want to leave Jonathan Allen waiting.
Jonathan Allen is confirmed Commander's defensive tackle coming off the win last night. He will join us next on a triumphant Tuesday on The Fan.